A lot of people would have been wakened up by the sounds of the windows rattling, you know, around about probably 3, 4, 5 a.m. this morning as a result of it. That those northwest winds will continue and extend into this afternoon. Just to remind people that the orange wind warning for Donegal extends until 2 p.m. this afternoon, and then a further yellow warning extends until 6 p.m. So we're, as you've said, we're not through the event as such. It will run until early this evening. As things stand at the moment, and you're right in the sense we're still, I suppose, just getting the reports, because there are many small roads now that are just being travelled for the first time since the event. We have reports of many trees down across the county. Council crews have been responding from First Light in relation to that. I suppose a couple of notable instances. There was a car hit by a fallen tree near Pettigo this morning. Thankfully, no injuries. And that road is now reopened again. The road is closed on the old Donegal Ballyshannon Road at near the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town as a result of a fallen tree and as a result of a risk of other trees falling in that area.
And people need to be careful approaching that area because, obviously, hopefully signs and what have you will be out, but it's a winding road from the Ballyshannon direction into the Abbey Vocational School. So if people are travelling on that, slow down. You get much more notice, of course, coming in the other direction, Gary.
Yeah, look, the reality is we've lots of winding roads in Donegal. Most of our roads are small local roads, and that's the greatest probability of fallen trees. I had one down below my own house this morning as well, and I had to take an alternative route. So we really want to urge caution for people as they go out and about first thing this morning.
And I know some people, Gary, and I'm not attributing these comments to you, but I know some people might have been upset that schools were closed with an orange alert. But the traffic on that road that you talk of would have been much heavier, a lot of school traffic, dependent of course at what time the tree fell at, if the school had been open. So, you know, maybe erring on the side of the caution was the way to go. But anyway, Gary, sorry, continue with what you were saying.
Yeah, no, I suppose, look, in that vein, I think what has been applied here is an abundance of caution, and that's understandable, because the last thing that any of us want is for someone to have a serious injury or worse as a result of that. And I think that's probably the decision that has been taken nationally in relation to the school closures. I know it certainly is an inconvenience for parents, no question at all about that. But I suppose on balance, that's the decision that the Department of Education and the Minister took in relation to that. Associated with that as well, there is a substantial amount of debris resulting from the high winds reported in all areas. So again, as people go out and about, whether you're driving or walking, just be really careful of that, because that also can cause impediments to people as they're travelling around the place. And similarly, there are reports of downed electricity lines. There are reports of electricity outages across the county. And again, we urge caution that people don't approach areas where there may be a risk of approaching a live electricity line reported to the ESB on the numbers that they have on their website. The last point I suppose I'd make is just in the context of the rainfall. We have localised flooding primarily as a result of surface water across the county in a number of locations. Now, again, we have heavy rainfall predicted, or not so much heavy, but extended rainfall predicted from today into tomorrow for Donegal. That risk will continue, and there is the risk still that some streams and rivers will exceed their banks. And we again urge people to be cautious in those areas that have a propensity for flooding.
And of course, anyone living in coastal areas, we mentioned some of them yesterday, could have been concerned with high seas, high winds and high swells. No significant flooding incidents to report on our coasts as of yet?
No reports of it as of yet. We had concerns about a number of areas, and we forward deployed sandbags last night to a number of towns and villages on the coastal areas most affected. We're still, I suppose, collating those reports this morning. I'm hoping to have an update just immediately after this conversation with you, and we'll certainly advise people of that. But at the moment, there doesn't seem to be any major incidents reported in the context of coastal flooding.